This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday, everybody.
Same to you.
Oh my God, it's so great to see you Monday. How you doing?
Rain.
I know.
I washed both my cars this weekend.
Oh,
of course
no.
You did.
I waited because I heard there was going to be a little bit of rain, so I was waiting till today. Yeah.
Man, I didn't check one thing.
I heard it was going to be Sunday overnight into Monday.
I didn't think
it was going to happen. Dang. Did you wash them or you took them to be washed?
Well, in this case, I washed them myself, which I...
That takes a long time.
It does. Did you make the kids help?
No,
but you know,
you're not supposed to use your own hose for the love of God. I mean, Ellie, whatever.
It's so expensive these days to get your darn car washed.
It's really about time, frankly. I mean, my commute is my commute. Mm-hmm. So I want to go home. Yeah. It's already going to be an hour and a half sitting at the car wash and adding whatever that is, 40 minutes
mm-hmm.
to an hour. Oh, there's a line. What are you kidding me? Mm-hmm.
There's a line at mine, too. It only takes like 10 minutes, though.
Oh.
Like they have it down.
The Mill Valley Car Wash?
It's literally what it's called.
I'm going to have to cross the bridge.
You're going to have to.
And come to Mill Valley.
No, I mean, well, I guess maybe on a Saturday or Sunday when a sunny day or whatever, people will be in line.
I think we're good for about 25 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I like to go in the little store. They have such cute things.
Oh,
look around.
What is going on with these car wash stores?
People got time to spare.
Remember, Gretchen used to buy clothes at the car wash.
Right, yeah.
You have clothing there and stuff?
I don't buy clothing there, but I'll buy little gifts for people there.
This is something cute.
No.
You know, a nice little candle, a little book, a little something.
Yeah, just, hey, listen, that's
and
what they should do.
And it's not cheap there either.
Well, you know, I mean, these days, car washes are, I think it's like $23 just to get the basic wash.
Yeah, and then, you know, $5 tip.
Yeah, you got to give them a tip.
Mm-hmm.
You know
they work hard.
Sure.
Anyway, it damn rained on my
your brand new car, right?
Cars. Shoot.
As I was looking out the back window of my car, which hasn't been washed in probably a year, I was like, I should probably get this car washed because it's like the swath where the washer goes through it and everything else is sort of crusted. Yeah. Well, there you have it. I just don't wash that thing. Why bother? It's going to be sitting in my driveway.
Well,
catching the atmosphere.
Because I like getting into a clean car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, my inside's fully clean. There's nothing inside. But
oh, boy.
On the outside, you know, when I can't see, hey.
I also do think that the car I drive in here should be somewhat cared for because, you know, all our coworkers walk by and go, man, that guy's a pig.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh, I don't know if I'd notice that. But. It's good that your car is. I mean, it is a nice car. You should keep it nice.
You get to not think about things like this because you're not a bleep up. But I have had a history, and I like to try and hold it together. Look like I'm holding it together. I don't need our big boss walking by going, what is that guy drinking again? Look at this thing.
Look at that car. Better write my name on it. Are you drinking?
Anyway, well, go on. So you left here. And your parents arrived.
Yes.
And you got a whole party going on all weekend long with
all family from
all directions.
It was great. And my nephew even came over the weekend.
What?
Well, he's done with his year of school, and so he flew out to...
This is spend your brother's
from
son.
Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah, he?
Yeah, he's in Florida. Mm-hmm. So he's,
in college in Florida?
He is. He's I guess it'll be his senior year this coming year.
Wow.
Where did he stay? At your brother's place?
Yeah.
Dang, you had all kinds of people.
But it's fun. We had a great time. We played tons of cornhole. I mean, woo!
Yay.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. The longer you play it, the more you just like, I don't know, you just get better and better at it. Like, you just relax.
Well, it's practice.
Yeah. At first, you're like, you know, trying to aim. Meanwhile, I'm just pitching the thing.
You know, I'm going to tell you something.
What is it?
To me, games like, well, actually, cornhole's not as bad as bowling, but you don't want to get too good at certain things.
Why?
Like, I don't know. You just, it. How much time have you put in at the bowling alley?
If well, you're like, if I'm going to be putting time in at the bowling alley, I'd like to be good at it. And listen, they drag that cornhole game out all the time. I want to at least be able to have a showing. I like to shark people, too. Like, I'll pitch a few. They'll be way off. And then when the game starts, I'm all, how you doing?
I worry about the guy who pulls out the wrist guard for the bowling at the bowling alley. And you just go, man, you have
Well, if you're pulling out the wrist guard, you better be pretty good.
Couple boring years there or something. Somewhere you...
Hey, everybody's got their thing, Ben. Yeah.
Stuck
you know.
In Kansas for a minute.
Is that where all the bowling alleys are?
I think that's... I mean, what else do you do? That's like the
you
thing
gotta
you
have
do,
something to do
when there's nothing else to do.
Right. Yeah. When the corn's already been cut, you know. You don't have any more farm work to do. You're like, well, it's winter. I guess we're going to bowl.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like if I'm going to do it, I might as well...
And so
we
you
play,
won.
We play it every... I don't know. I can't even remember. I was drinking. It's every weekend we pull out the cornhole and play. It's good because everybody can play it. Even my, you know, 80-year-old dad. I would bend over and pick stuff up for him. I'll get that for you, Dad. He's getting older, man.
Is he 80?
Well, he'll be 80 in January.
But, are you know. Saying you see it on him?
You know, yeah. I mean, he's an 80-year-old dude. He's still pretty good, mm-hmm. you know. I was a little upset at my brother. My brother wanted to go fishing this weekend, and there's this place. You know, we live, there's the bay right there. And so he grabbed the poles and put my dad on a bike. And I'm thinking, you know, that he put him on, and it's flat. Listen, there's no hills. It's all fine. But I figured he'd put him on, because I have an electric bike that I'm on loan from Specialized, you know. I'm like, thank you, Carmella.
Yeah.
That bike's killer, isn't it?
Dude. Yes. So I was like, put him on the electric, they were talking about fishing. I'm like, oh, great. Yeah, I can ride the electric bike. You know, it's like gliding places. And but he didn't do it. He just put him on a regular bike. And then, you know, my 80-year-old dad, they called on Saturday or whenever, like, we need to get picked up. Can we get picked up? Or maybe it was Friday. I don't know which day.
Well, who rode the electric bike?
Nobody rode the electric bike. They left the electric bike.
Why?
Oh. I don't know.
Well, probably because they thought that you might be mad.
No, not at all. They know they can use it. They use the bikes all the time. They keep their bikes over
there. How far did they go?
A good 2 miles, maybe. But far enough that my dad was like, I'm not going to ride that thing back.
Yeah.
So they went and picked him up.
Wow.
Oh. I was like, okay. But anyway, he's 80, right? I'm like... Put them on the electric bike, mm-hmm. or stay at the house and have a beer.
Drive them
to
there.
Say it, but
right.
Sometimes stuff hurts on me, and I'm 50, so
I know.
I hate to imagine.
Well, I want to keep. But I don't need my brother trying to off him. You
kill
know,
your dad.
Like, are we trying to kill Dad? Please stop.
Does everything still work for him?
Don't ask me, man. I am not. Wouldn't ask any of the everything questions. I'm sure everything still works.
Oh, were
you're
you talking
sure.
about that?
I'm not.
I was. Does he poop regularly or?
Oh, I don't know. Sure. Seems like. Is he continent? Is that what you're asking me?
He
appears to be. I didn't, but I'm not looking closely what he's packed or.
I hear people say, you know, they can't wait to retire because they're going to travel the world. And I think.
No, you're not.
You should do that before
you, do that
you
while
get
you can
to
still
those
get
years.
Around, right.
You see someone or, you know. With that trick hip or the...
Yeah. No, he's good, though. I mean, he doesn't have a trick hip.
You're limping around like Greece. I mean, what's the point?
He helped me yesterday, and we walked over to the nursery together, and, you know, that seemed like about as far as walking would go. He was trying to pull the cart back. I'm like, I'll do that. I'll take that.
Oh.
You know, I have my little cart that I walk over to the nursery with.
And he gives it up easily, or is there
a
struggle?
No, he was like, well, let's pull it together. I'm like, okay. Like hauling on it. It's nice and light now, huh, Dad?
Maybe he needs it to hold on to.
Oh, no, he's dragging it behind him. It's like a wagon, you know?
He's got an ego, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely. I probably shouldn't even say anything.
He's
just,
a man.
You know, I want to be gentle with him. He's my old dad, you know? My mom's still going totally strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good, you know.
Good.
Florida agrees with them.
And they had they had drinks. They watched you and your brother newly in town,
yes.
and living near each other.
We had a great time. We went out to dinner in the city on Saturday night.
Where'd you go?
Went to Hillstone, just down the street from here.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of over on the corner. Used to be Houston's.
Yeah, it used to be right.
Yeah.
Oh, I never
kind
heard
of down
it.
At the corner of the Embarcadero. Yeah, it was fine.
right.
You know, they wanted to go someplace and get a steak. And somehow that place got picked, and I had nothing to do with that interaction.
Wow, that's
whatever.
Weird.
I'll go wherever you want.
So many good steak places.
I don't know, dude.
All right.
You know, what do I know? I just go. They tell me where we're going, I get in the car.
Look out the window.
Right.
Sarah, grab your wallet.
Let's make this happen. Yeah. It was fun.
Hilarious.
Good times, people.
Anyway, you know you want to talk about it.
What?
Well, Game of Thrones?
Oh, Game of Thrones.
I mean, don't you?
Yeah. Look, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
There's just so much bitching that happens after that show.
Like, from your family?
By who?
My brother, mostly.
Yeah,
like,
her brother.
He just
brother.
Hates the writing on it now.
I don't know. He's so upset.
I know. I'm like,
I don't
who
know
cares?
What to do to calm him down.
Maybe he should watch it by himself at his place.
Yeah. Maybe. He had like a meltdown at the end of the episode.
A meltdown?
Yeah, I thought
I went to bed. I was like, I heard him bitching, but I was like, I'm not going to stick around for that.
He complained about the writers for like 15 minutes.
He complained during the show. He's like hating on the writers.
But I loved it.
Yeah, I thought it was great. Mm-hmm.
Well,
no problem with
what's
it.
His complaint?
I don't. It wasn't
I wonder.
Just you know, well, doesn't like how
he's.
He doesn't like the way that Cersei is written in the sense that she'll kill and do anything it takes to stay, you know, in power, and Daenerys doesn't ever do anything like slightly underhanded.
Oh, right.
Like,
he said, what are you going to rule over ashes? Like,
yeah,
the
whole
big theme.
He's like, the whole point is to get on the throne any way possible. And, you know, she should be as underhanded as her.
Well, she looks pretty mad right now after what happened. So
I would say to him if I were there, that's because she's not going to get on the throne, fool.
Oh,
damn.
Don't you think?
What do you think's going to happen? Make your prediction.
Yeah, what do you think's going
to I mean, Cersei has to get out. Someone's got to kill that bitch.
Before you predict that, is Peter Dinklage going to make it through?
Nah, he's going to die.
Vinny?
I don't have that. I do not believe Daenerys gets on the throne.
I believe you might be right. I believe she might
And I
die.
Think it could very well be. Drum roll, please. What's the redhead's name?
Tormund Giantsbane?
No.
Sansa?
Sansa.
Oh.
No.
Okay. Mark me down.
I am.
Oh, that's a good marking.
Is that marking down?
Solid marking skills.
I think she's like the outside long shot. And it's probably because even if Jon Snow lives, he's going to be like, I don't want it.
I don't think we're going to see her anymore. I think she's done for the season.
All right.
Don't you? I mean, I don't.
No
they left
way.
Her behind up
they
in Winterfell.
Behind. Yeah.
I think there was some foreshadowing multiple times when they said she's not who she used to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the reason that she told Tyrion.
They hurt her and she's different now.
Well, she even said it. She's like, I would still be a little bird.
Mm-hmm. Right. All that to me, as I saw all that, I went, oh, they're telling us something right there. This is just me guessing. I don't know anything. But to me, those are clues.
I thought it was interesting when she's, you know, Tyrion is up there with her on whatever the high place in Winterfell. Mm-hmm. No spoilers, really. But
there isn't.
But she couldn't keep the secret. And she knew that planting the seed would be the way to make that all happen.
Now that I've said that, think about the episode and think about what her deal is. It seemed like the whole time they were telling us she's the long shot who's coming for it.
Do you want to say? I'm writing down.
Oh,
who's
I think
gonna end up on the
I'm
throne?
Thinking a little bit more about Sansa. Yeah, who do you say?
I'm going to say Jon Snow.
Me too.
Okay. Who and Sarah say John?
Anybody else want to make a guess? You're saying Sansa?
I think I'm going to go with Sansa.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Man. Somebody should go for Daenerys.
No, she's,
you know what?
She's going to die. She's going to die.
I wanted her from the beginning, but the way things are playing out.
Yeah, I will agree with my brother on this. I actually don't like the way they're writing her right now. I think they're trying to just make her appealing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're
weak.
Definitely trying to turn. Well, not even weak, just like. Sort of a
power hungry,
you know, dog. Like she's like angling for a
the
fight.
The scene with her nephew right after they kissed.
Oh yeah. Yes.
When she goes, I just told you
how
it's gonna happen, and he's standing there like gulp.
Right.
So I'm half in the bag and we're not getting laid tonight. Is that what you're telling me? All right. As she walks out, you could see he just was all,
Well, also in his mind, isn't he going, I figured out the lineage thing and turns out you're my aunt, you know?
Well, he was still in for a second there, wasn't he?
Seemed like it.
I mean, he made out with her.
Yeah. Well, you know, her sweet, sweet mouth.
Is, right.
You know.
What a,
I'll go Daenerys just to.
Okay. Oh, yeah, all right, do it. Go Daenerys.
Nobody's going for her.
Give her a chance.
Nobody's going for her.
All right.
Dying to see what happens. Maybe it'll be Arya. Oh, I loved that Arya and the Hound. What? I love their interactions.
I know.
But she broke that dude's heart, though. Oh, so sad.
I know.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
She looks
whatever.
Like no, so guys, that's not happening.
Guys a puke.
I'll bone you again if you
she
want.
She used
but...
him for what she needed.
Yeah, she thought she was going to die.
Lord Baratheon now.
You know, I just, I realize that it's a show and you find yourself in these moments going, all right, so you are on a dragon that can fly around the back of the boats and scorch them.
Dude, that's exactly what we said.
And you're going to fly away?
Right. Oh, man. And also, how about Tyrion points out the rooms that Cersei lives in, and she goes at midnight when they can't aim their bolt throwers and just burns that section of the castle out.
Yeah,
I mean, problem solved,
right?
They're really not thinking through this we've got a dragon thing.
I think the show is flawless. I love every moment of it.
Yeah, I love every moment of it, too. I don't care. Plus, there's only two episodes left, so who cares? Whatever.
You know what's weird is as that show started last night and there was the celebratory sort of mood, I went, oh right, they just won a war. Like I didn't know how that would come back, and of course they're drinking and partying because they just won. Spoiler alert, sorry.
925 says, did you see the Starbucks cup on the coffee table in Game of Thrones last night?
Get out.
Really?
That is awesome.
I did not.
No, I did not. Can you look that up and see? Are you kidding me? Somebody left a Starbucks cup.
It's right here. Game of Thrones viewers spot odd object during Winterfell celebration.
Oh, that's hilarious. Somebody had their Starbucks.
Ah, here it is.
Let me see it. Let me see.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. It's hard to.
Ah!
Oh, my God. That is epic.
That's too much.
That's so funny.
Right in front of Daenerys.
So Daenerys
during
is
the
looking
party.
Over. You know, she's all bummed because everyone's celebrating with, you know, the king. You're like a king riding a dragon. Oh, God. That's so funny.
Oh, I love it.
Look at it right there where my thumb was.
Oh, my God. How did they not? Can I see the bottom picture?
Oh, yeah. They.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Shame. How did they not notice that and just blot
That's
that
crazy.
Thing out digitally? Couldn't they have called your brother Nick to get that thing out of there?
You know, the funny part of this.
Oh, that is hilarious.
And I only know this because of what my brother does for a living, but they do these shoots forever and ever and ever.
Yeah.
And then the post-production, they cram it down the people's throat. They're like, we need this in 2 days. Every time he's all, they had forever.
Budget
and then they
some time
come
for us.
Screaming in here and go, you're not sleeping for 3 days. Thanks. And on the employers always do it because they know this is where the money's at.
Yeah. And then charge extra for the hurry.
Right. Well, they need to be able to deliver or they'll find another house that will.
Right.
Oh, we'll keep our employees up for a week straight.
I'm guessing
no
how a coffee cup cut through the.
Or is it possible it was intentional?
I'm
Starbucks
guessing
gave
no.
him like
oh, Starbucks
$5 million.
Sure. That's nice. Yeah, that's probably it. Just leave it in there.
Next episode, there'll be a plane with one of those skywriting things.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
One outlet's reporting that they think it was a pumpkin spice latte in there.
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, that's Game of Thronesy.
Sheesh. That very funny.
So very high shame. Shame. And so I didn't come across that anywhere this morning.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah.
This is the first time hearing
I was looking
about
at a few Game of Thrones things this morning.
Yeah, me too.
That's so funny. That's
breaking
sharp.
News.
That's sharp eyes, man.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to go back and watch that episode and see if I can see. You know, honestly, they're filming. Like, did no one in the crew notice? Were they just so tired from
those
filming?
Are, you know what?
It's
those scenes
so
are
dark.
Big, man.
Yeah.
You find yourself going, wow, they really put a lot of people to, like, they're big sets.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm not excusing them away. There shouldn't be a Starbucks cup in there, but even the fight scenes, there's so many people.
I know, just to coordinate all that. Still, though, it seems like someone should be, you know, just giving an eyeball sweep on that final. Okay, we're going to film. Oh, you guys, hey, there's a Starbucks cup.
Can you put your cup below the table, please? Yeah. You're in the shot.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, it's exciting. Gives us something to talk
about. It didn't
about.
Take me out of last night's episode because I didn't see it.
No. It wouldn't have anyway. I just would have laughed. It's like when Ed Sheeran was in there. That's product placement. You know. All right, KLOZ, KLOZ HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It is Monday, and we're going to do this thing. Woo,
woo, woo. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.